This portion of Animal Radio is underwritten by Fear Free. Fear Free takes the pet out of petrified and puts the treat into treatment. To learn more and find a certified Fear Free veterinary professional near you, visit fearfreepets.com.
It's Animal Radio, celebrating the connection with our pets. Toll free, 1-866-405-8405. We'll head back to those phones in just a couple of seconds for your calls for Dr. Debbie and Joey Volani. And we are about, I'm going to say a little over an hour away from Eric Burden of the Animals joining us. And what is he doing? What does it have to do with animals? You'll just have to stick around and wait to find out. But right now, we welcome to the airwaves Steve Dale. And I must admit, we both have radio shows. And when we get together, it must be pretty important what we want to talk about here. And it is, of course, very important. Today, it is the fear-free movement, which we've talked about for many years, the fear-free movement having to do with making veterinary visits easier for your pet so that they like going to the vet. But now there's fear-free happy homes too. So there's ways to make your home a fear-free home too. And I'll tell you a little more about that in just a couple of minutes. Steve, welcome to the show.
It's great to be here. Thank you so much.
So when did you first hear about fear-free?
Well, before it had its name, fear-free, myself and a lot of the veterinary behaviorists, in fact, all of I would dare say all of the veterinary behaviorists, and a great veterinarian named Sophia Yin, Dr. R.K. Anderson, and many, many other people were practicing what you are talking about, but it did not have the marketing term fear-free. And the brilliant Marty Becker came up to me, Dr. Becker, at one of the veterinary conferences and said, "I have an idea." Just like that.
Did you know at that time that his idea was that he was really onto something?
Yes, because I did instantly get it. In fact, I'm not even sure I let all the words just fall out of his mouth before I interrupted and said, "I get it," because I've been talking about this sort of thing for a very long time. What Dr. Becker, however, did was encompass the sorts of things I'm talking about with even the architecture of exam rooms in veterinary clinics, with the latest research that's out there of, as to even what colors pets may prefer, the idea of playing classical music in the clinic and all that sort of thing. You know what, though? Fear-free, the concept really begins in homes. So I'm so glad that he began this notion of fear-free, happy homes. If the cat, let's take a cat because that's an easier example. The carrier comes out, and where is your cat?
He's running. He saw you with the carrier. He's out of there.
Yeah. I mean, even if they do build that wall to Mexico, the cat's going to climb over it. The cat's out of here, you know. And by the time, if you can even do it, run all over your house, grab the cat who's screaming rah, 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 all the way there, and stuff that cat into the carrier. There are people that can't physically do that. But even if you can get that done, by the time you get to the veterinary office, there isn't much even the best veterinarian on earth can do to calm that cat down at that point. And in fact, I really do believe that many cats, if not most, many dogs at the veterinary clinic believe they are going to die. That's how bad it is.
Sure.
Now, imagine this. Picture this. Carrier comes out, and the cat just hops in. Picture this. You drive in your car, just like that, to the veterinary clinic, and you park your car legally in their parking lot. You jump out of the car, and the dog is actually dragging you into the clinic. Life can really be that way.
We're with Steve Dale, certified animal behavior consultant and awesome radio show host. You've had pets for decades. How has your personal experience at the vet hospital changed?
I wonder about the decade part. People have begun to call me old. I don't know. yes, I have. As I say, I kind of cheat because I'm of what I do. I'm a behavior consultant, and this has been a passion of mine for a very long time. Cats are under-medicalized in this country. And there are many reasons for that, and I can define exactly what those reasons are. But one of those reasons, in fact, the biggest, most considerable reason, and I get it from a cat caretaker's perspective, is simply getting them there in the first place is so very difficult to do. And I will say the best veterinarian on the planet cannot treat a cat or a dog that's not coming in. I mean, you can't diagnose an animal you're not seeing. I don't care how good you are. So getting them there seemed to be for years of prime importance to me. And I've been teaching these kitten socialization classes for a very long time now. So I have been, I must say, practicing what I preach. And I have videos of our dogs. You know how dogs, when, I don't know, you tell me, you guys, I mean, is there somewhere in your area that offers maybe the local bank or the local dry cleaner, whatever, that offers cookies to the dogs? When the dogs go by that place, they will drag you. They realize, you know, all they, right? And they take you for a walk now, and they drag you into the door. Well, that's how our dogs feel about the veterinary clinic.
We are with certified animal behavior consultant and extremely talented radio host, Steve Dale. And we'll take a quick break. We'll be back.
Hi, friends. This is Dr. Marty Becker, America's veterinarian. After a traumatic experience at the veterinary office, have you ever thought to yourself, there has to be a better way? When your veterinarian is fear-free certified, you'll find your pet's vet visit is safer, more comfortable, and actually enjoyable. Your dog will go from shaking in the lobby to pulling you into the exam room with a wagging tail, and your cat will be purring inside the carrier. To find a certified fear-free veterinarian near you, go to fearfreepets.com.
You're listening to Animal Radio. If you missed any part of today's show, visit us at animalradio.com or download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
Joining us is certified animal behavior consultant and host of his own pet show, Steve Dale, joining us. So let's go back to the cats for just a second here. What is a good way so that they don't freak out with the carrier every time I pull it out? What is a way to desensitize them?
And counter condition. So the good news is that you can take what I'm about to say is way easier with a kitten.
Okay.
And I will describe a super secret magic solution that is available for kittens in some places in a moment. But in addition to that, it works with 5-year-old and even 15-year-old cats. What you do is but take some patience. You take out the carrier, you leave out the carrier as if it is a piece of furniture. And the cat will probably take a wide berth walking around it, you know, like, oh my God, what's this doing here? But eventually get adjusted to the fact that the carrier is just there, like the sofa is just there. Over time, begin to drop some treats randomly into the carrier, so the carrier becomes a treat dispenser. So now the cat is periodically investigating, oh, I wonder if there's going to be something really good inside this carrier. Then what you begin to do is feed the cat just outside the carrier, then feed the cat inside the carrier. When the cat ultimately is comfortable with being fed inside the carrier, then what you do is you actually zip it closed, put the cat inside, zip it closed, and walk all the way into the next room, let the cat out of the carrier, feed the cat. So good things happen after the cat has been in the carrier. Fast forward the clock a little bit. You've given the cat a tour of your house. We're going upstairs. We're going downstairs. We're going to this room and that room. Now you get fed. The cat's not complaining. The cat voluntarily goes into the carrier because the cat knows, I'm only going to get fed after this. That's all. These crazy people are walking around with me inside the carrier. I don't know why, but I get a meal afterwards. Then you take the cat down to the car. Same thing. It's slow. You know, you just start the car and go nowhere. Go back in the house. Cat gets fed after being in the carrier in the car. Eventually, you drive down the driveway. Then you drive down the block. Then you drive around the block. And then you go to the veterinary clinic, but nothing happens there except the cat gets a treat or two or three. You go back home and the cat gets fed. You kind of get the idea, I suspect. It does take some doing. Is it worth it? Totally, I think. In addition to that, with a kitten, here's what the secret thing I was going to tell you. With a kitten, if you could find somewhere in your market that does kitten socialization classes, or take it upon yourself. If you happen to get a cat as a kitten, and I know many people, wonderful people, amazing people, rescue cats that are 8 years old, which is totally a great thing. But if you happen to have a kitten between the weeks of 8 and 15 weeks of age, then it's really easy. They don't care. Put the cat into the carrier, go to the vet clinic, give your kitten some treats, do it again and again, and the kitten will be absolutely fine with that, or enroll in a kitten socialization class. If you keep it up throughout the kitten's life, and now the kitten's an adult cat, now you've got it made. And there are some tools that we can use to do all this. I want to say quickly that neglected to mention. So 5 years ago or 10 years ago, we didn't have all of these tools. One is a feel-away, for example. That is a knockoff of a copy of a pheromone. And when cats rub their cheek pads against the table leg or against your leg, what they're doing is they're depositing a pheromone. And that pheromone, translated from cat language, means, ooh, I'm comfortable and happy to be here. And this is a copy of that pheromone. You spray the feel-away into, or you could purchase feel-away wipes. They're like kind of like hand wipes, except they have pheromone on them. And you use the feel-away wipes. Either which way, you spray the feel-away, use the wipe, and about 15 minutes before the cat goes into the carrier for all these dress rehearsals, and you've got a less anxious cat. And there are other things we can do as well, tools we have, nutraceuticals, that nutritional supplements that we didn't have some number of years ago.
And some of the great resources over at fearfreepets.com. We'll put links to everything you've heard on today's show over at animalradio.pet.
Why do you think it's so imperative that pet owners seek out a fear-free veterinarian?
Oh my goodness. There are so many reasons for that. I mean, the primary reason is that they don't need to feel terrified or, as I said earlier, like they are going to die. I've met in my career, which, as you point out, has been for decades now, I've met perhaps thousands of veterinarians and thousands of veterinary nurses. I've never met one, not one, that hasn't gone into the business to help, in this case, companion animals. But when these pets are terrified, their hearts break. The hearts break of the people that are bringing them in, the caretakers of their family members with four legs. Their hearts break, and they become stressed, which increases the animal's stress even more. And this vicious cycle doesn't even have to begin. We can do better than that. And doing better than that isn't only on the veterinary profession. It's on all of us as well.
If you do one thing today, if you're surfing one particular website, I encourage you to go to fearfreepets.com. Fearfreepets.com to learn a little more how you can make your home a fear-free, happy home and how you can find a fear-free certified vet. Of course, links to everything you've heard on today's show over at animalradio.pet. Steve, thank you so much for coming on the show.
You guys are wild. Thank you so much.
Take care of yourself.
Thank you.
We're going to head back to the phones for your calls next.
This portion of Animal Radio was underwritten by Fear Free. The veterinarian isn't typically thought of as your pet's favorite place to go. With Fear Free, that all changes. To learn more and find a certified Fear Free veterinary professional near you, visit fearfreepets.com.